Nick DiGilio here. We are live in the Allstate Studios on the 7th floor of Trib Tower. Here until 5 o'clock when we'll hang out with Steve Cochran. The phone number is 312-981-7200. You can send your text to 24720. And you can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/NickDShow. As everyone knows, Chicago has an incredible theater community. I personally think it's the best place, the best city in the United States, and perhaps the world for theater. And I've been a part of Chicago theater for many years in the storefront capacity with the Factory Theater and so on and so forth. So I've experienced it from both sides of the coin. And one of the very cool things that happens once a year here is Chicago Theater Week. Chicago Theater Week 2014 starts on Tuesday, February 11th. And it features discount prices on approximately 100 productions. And you can visit ChicagoTheaterWeek.com for more details. We're going to go through what Chicago Theater Week 2014 has in store for the theatergoers of Chicago right now with the executive director of the League of Chicago Theaters, Deb Clapp. And we welcome Deb to the show. Hi, Deb.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You know, the League of Chicago Theaters has been around for a really long time. Years ago, when I was working on the Roy Leonard Show on Saturday mornings, he would always do the Hot Ticks Report.
Yeah.
On Saturday mornings in the old days.
Roy Leonard.
Yeah, he's the best, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a really great guy.
Yeah, he'll be on my show. He's always on my Saturday evening show. So we'll have him on tomorrow night.
Great.
And I think he's probably going to mention Chicago Theater Week, and I know he's going to review some other things, and it's always great to have him on. But give us the history of the League of Chicago Theaters, you know, or when it started, things like that.
So the League started 36 years ago, and it was started, in fact, it was started to sell hot ticks. You know, they had already been selling TKTS in New York, and
right.
So the Chicago theaters got together and they said, hey, we need to be selling some half-price tickets. And so they got together actually to form Hot Ticks. And then, you know, because they had already been collaborating, they started to collaborate on other kinds of issues that were affecting the theater community. And it turned into, you know, sort of not so slowly. I think it was about a couple years later that they hired their first executive director. And then over the years, we've developed and grown and changed to adapt to whatever the needs are of the theater community at the moment.
What are the requirements for a theater to join the league?
There really are no requirements for a theater to join the league. You don't have to be a nonprofit because we have commercial theaters who are members of the league. We have a broad definition of what is theater because we don't like to say, you're more of a dance company. You can't join.
Mm.
So really, there are no specific requirements. There is a membership fee, and that's on a sliding scale. It goes anywhere from $250 all the way up to $3,000 for the biggest theaters. So we actually, you know, small theaters are encouraged to join at the same rate as big theaters are. And, you know, if you're just starting out, the league is a really great place to be a part of because there's a lot of networking activities and places to meet people. And one of the things I think that makes Chicago theater so great is that so many of our, you know, Rock Schoeffer at the Goodman and David Hawkinson at Steppenwolf are always willing to meet with young people and meet with new theaters coming up. And the league affords everyone that opportunity to kind of get together and know each other. So that's one of the great things about us, I think, is that we do have this diversity of membership.
That's great. That really is. And besides networking, what are some of the other really good benefits for theaters to be a part of the league?
We are very focused on promotion and marketing. So, you know, you get to participate in Theater Week, for one thing.
Right.
Hot Ticks. We also offer a service, cooperative advertising, where we negotiate advertising rates with media partners, and the theaters can buy them from us because we're buying in a larger bulk than they would be able to buy on their own, so they get a lower price. We send out a theater guide. We actually print a theater guide three times a year so that the and that goes out to all the concierges in Chicago, and then it's distributed all across Chicago as well. We do, you know, we have a website, chicagoplays.org, where people can go, where patrons can go and see, you know, just the vast variety of shows that are available, all kinds of things like that. I could talk all night about it. And then we also do professional development. We do management training, leadership training. Just the other night we had a PR training. So, and some of those are peer led by, you know, their colleagues in the field. And some of those we bring in experts from across the country. And then we also do advocacy.
That's great. All those things are great. You know, I'll tell you one of the great reasons to be a part of the league. You mentioned advertising. Advertising is key to having a successful run of a show.
I mean, it's
very hard sometimes because, as we mentioned, Deb, there's so many theater companies and so many productions that are happening in this city, from a 2-seat house to a 2,000-seat house, that it gets some shows get lost in the shuffle if you don't have some sort of advertising budget or knowledge on how to do that.
Absolutely. If nobody knows about your show, they're not going to come.
Yeah, that's true. Now, before we get to what's happening in Chicago Theater Week, Deb, let's talk a little bit about you. When did you become executive director? How long have you been with the League of Chicago Theaters, and what's your background in theater?
I've been the executive director of the League for 5.5 years. Hmm. Before that, I worked. I actually came to Chicago to work for the Goodman Theater. I worked there for 5 years. I was the director of management there, mm-hmm. which I always said, and people always ask me, what does that mean? And I said, it's actually the director of everything nobody else wants to do.
Yeah, that's a good description of that job, Deb, yeah.
And before that, I lived in Connecticut, and I worked at Long Wharf Theater, which is the regional theater there, and at Hartford Stage, regional.
In what capacity? Acting, directing, things like that, or?
Well, I was always in management. So at Long Wharf, I was the general manager, and at Hartford Stage, where I started, I actually started out as the part-time house manager, and pretty soon I was the operations manager, and then I was the associate business manager. And then when I left there to go to Long Wharf, they hired me as their general manager.
See, this is the thing, Deb. Having been in theater for many years here in Chicago, mm-hmm. the jobs that people like you do are absolutely necessary, and no one gets the credit for doing them. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart, Deb. I mean, everything that you mentioned, I'm terrible at. Now, you put me in a room with an actor and I can direct them.
But you
put me in some sort of like grant situation or talking to somebody, I'm an idiot. And people like you help immeasurably in the running of a theater company. The jobs that you guys do are absolutely essential.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's true.
It's my passion too, you know, and it's just my talents are different, and I'm glad that I found a place where I can use them for something I really love.
Yeah.
So, and that's what I love about theater, and it's what I love about Chicago theater especially, is that there really is in theater, it's so collaborative. It takes so many people to produce theater with so many different kinds of talents, and it's a very welcoming, I think you probably have found the same thing, it's a very welcoming place to be.
It is. And I've been away from, I was with the Factory Theater for about 15 years, and I've been away for a while.
Oh, great group, yeah.
Yeah, and I was artistic director there for a long time, and I went back and directed a couple of shows in the past few years, but I'm not an ensemble member. I'm emeritus. But whenever I go back there, it feels like I'm going back to family. And I know that sounds corny, and I know that sounds cliched. But when you're putting a show up, especially on the kind of budgets that the Factory has at a storefront,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
You all have to work together. You all have to work your butt off, and you all have to have passion about it. And you end up working together and drinking together and hanging out together. And it becomes a very, very close-knit, tight relationship that you have, a family-like relationship. And I know that that's true of working on theater, as you mentioned, in every capacity, whether it's behind the scenes or whether it's up front or on stage. It brings
it brings
everybody together.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's really quite wonderful. Quite
it
a
is.
Wonderful profession to be in.
It is. I mean, you know, I mean, on my level, and on our level of the factory theater, you know, you don't get paid. You're not making money doing it. You're usually doing it after you worked 8 hours. You go into rehearsal. You're working at your day job, and then you got rehearsal till 11 o'clock at night. But people love it. You know, they do it, and so it's great, and that's why one of the reasons why I'm so positive about theater in Chicago. It's just an amazing, the array and stuff. And you know this, Deb, that the varying amount of theater that you can see in this city is kind of jaw-dropping.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
It really is. When I tell people, you know, how many theaters, we have 237 member theaters of the league, and there's probably some more out there in Chicagoland. So, you know, call it 300.
Yeah.
300 theaters. We have, you know, for Theater Week alone, we have 100 productions.
That's amazing. And you know what? We're going to take a quick break here, Deb, for a commercial. But when we come back, we're going to dive headfirst into Chicago Theater Week 2014, tell you all about the great stuff that's happening during that week and the over 100 productions that are going to participate. It all starts Tuesday, February 11th, and you can check out ChicagoTheaterWeek.com for more information. And we'll also tell you about the Storefront Playwright Project, which will be happening as well. Deb, hang on, okay?
Okay.
All right. Deb Clapp is with us, Executive Director of the League of Chicago Theaters. Listen, if you're a theater fan and you live in this city, you should take advantage of this. Chicago Theater Week 2014, it only happens once a year. It's Tuesday, February 11th. We'll give you all the details, all the deals, all the great stuff that's happening. Coming up right here on 720 WGN. Nick DiGilio here. We are live in the Allstate studio on 7th floor of Trib Tower. Here until 5 a.m. Happy weekend, everybody. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We are talking with Deb Clapp, who is the executive director of the League of Chicago Theaters. And you can visit their website at chicagoplays.org. And you can check out what tickets are available each week at Hot Ticks by checking out Hot Ticks, T-I-X, hotticks.org. But we are talking about, specifically, the Chicago Theater Week 2014, which begins on February 11th. Tell me how it started last year. You said that this year is your second annual. How did the whole thing start last year?
The whole thing started, it was actually, I can't take credit, my board chair at the time, Eileen Licario. It was her idea, also Melissa Cherry at True Chicago. It was very funny. We sat down for lunch one day, and it was practically at the same time that they both said it. Chicago needs a Theater Week. And after a lot of planning and plotting on all of our parts, about 6 months later, we had one.
That's great.
Yeah, it's really, and it went so well last year. It was so well received we sold 6,000 tickets last year.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was so well received by all of the patrons and audiences throughout Chicago. The theaters loved it. There was a real sense of celebration about it. It was really fantastic, and people loved it.
Yeah. Well, tell me about what the idea is for Theater Week, and you have over 100 productions that are participating, and this means that people can get discount tickets. Give us the details on it, Deb.
So the details are these. There are on offer discount tickets for every show that's participating. The shows are either $15 or $30, depending on the show you want to see. So some shows are $15 and some shows are $30. Mm-hmm. In every case, it's a really great discount. So you can see a show like The Little Prince at Looking Glass for $30. You can see Buzzer at Goodman for $30. You can see Tale of Two Cities at Lifeline for $15. You could see Amadeus at Boho for $15. So it depends on which theater you're going to, but they are all $15 and $30.
And it starts on February 11th. How long does this discount last?
It runs through the end of the week, through February 17th.
Okay, through the 17th. And are there a limited number of tickets, or is it the whole house that's up?
It's a limited number of tickets.
Okay.
Some shows are sold out right now. We did go on sale 3 weeks ago. But Some shows are actually adding tickets, too, and some shows are going to add more tickets next week. So people should check out the website if they go on now and they see that their show, the show they want to see is sold out, they should come back next week. There might be more tickets put on next week.
So they might be adding more discount tickets as part of the theater week.
Yes.
And it's Tuesday, February 11th through the 17th. And to get a complete list of shows, ChicagoTheaterWeek.com, www.ChicagoTheaterWeek.com. When you were approaching the productions, Deb, was there any apprehension about it, or were people happy to give you a set of tickets?
People are delighted.
Yeah.
People are really delighted to take part in it. And it's really, you know, the whole celebration idea of it, like, people are just so happy to have something that is really ours, that's citywide, that all theaters participate in. People are really happy to set aside some of their house for a celebration.
Yeah,
like this.
Yeah, that's great. And again, for a complete list, because, you know, we're barely scratching the surface of what's available for this year's Theater Week, check out ChicagoTheaterWeek.com. Take advantage of this. $15 and $30 is an extraordinarily cheap, are extraordinarily cheap ticket prices to see theater in this city. I'm telling you, it's amazing. So that's part of what's happening. You had the hotel packages available, and there's so many great places to eat in and around all the restaurants, in and around all the theaters where people can, you know, make a night of it, especially if the ticket price is that cheap.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of theaters have on their websites, you will find special discounts for Theater Week. A lot of the restaurants are actually extending Restaurant Week into the rest of February,
yeah.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of restaurant deals to be had, but on the websites of the theater, some of them are offering special discounts for Theater Week. Also, some theaters are offering things like maybe a free drink, or they might be offering special talks with artists. So it depends on the theater you want to go
sure.
to, but a lot of people are also adding that something extra for Theater Week as well.
Right. Okay, very cool. So check out what the productions are available at ChicagoTheaterWeek.com, and then look into finding more discounts because they're usually available. What about the new feature this week, this year of Chicago Theater Week, Storefront Playwright Project? Tell me about that.
Yeah, the Storefront Playwright Project is something that the League has done twice before. We did it last December, not in December of 2012, and again in July. And it's a really great project where playwrights are sitting in the window at 72 East Randolph, and they write their plays or work on their plays, edit their plays, as they're sitting in the window. And there's a big screen that looks out. The screen is facing the street so that passersby can see what the playwrights are writing. And you can also go in and have a chat with the playwright if you like. But you can really sort of watch the next great Chicago play in creation.
That's great.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
And the playwrights love it. The playwrights they say they get so much work done there. So
that's really – are they – you can actually just watch them through the window do this.
Watch them write.
That's amazing. And it's you can watch, be a part of the theater process from February 11th through the 16th. Are there certain hours that you can walk by Expo 72 and see it happening?
Yeah, from 10 to 6.
From 10 to 6.
Mm-hmm. And if you walk by in the morning and you see a playwright, you can come back again in the afternoon and you'll see a different playwright.
Oh, okay.
So they're there for 4 hours.
That is such a cool idea. Storefront. The Storefront Playwright Project from February 11th through the 16th as part of Chicago Theater Week. At Expo 72, located at 72 East Randolph, if you want to see the project, the process of putting a play together. Let me ask you really quickly before we let you go, how do you feel about the whole success of Broadway in Chicago? Chicago's getting to see shows ahead of their run on Broadway, and it's been pretty successful over the past few years, hasn't it, Deb?
It's amazing. I think that Broadway in Chicago is doing a fantastic job. Chicago audiences are so fantastic.
Yeah.
They want to start these shows here because our audiences are so great. I mean, when you talk to anybody who's in those shows, Nathan Lane has said that Chicago is the greatest place to to be.
And we got to see the producers before it went on Broadway, won all the Tonys and everything. It had a smashing run here in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Kinky Boots. That started here, and that went to Broadway, and it won all the Tony Awards last year.
Cyndi Lauper?
Yep, yeah. Cyndi Lauper.
That's right. All right, well, Deb, listen, it's been a great time talking to you, and I'm really excited about this. Chicago Theater Week. Check out ChicagoTheaterWeek.com for all the participants. There's over 100 productions. Tickets at the most will be $30. At the cheapest will be $15. It's a great way to take advantage of theater in the city. It starts Tuesday, February 11th, runs through the 17th. And again, if you want to see part of the Storefront Playwright Project, walk by over there at 72 East Randolph Street and watch a playwright write a play. It's a great idea. Deb, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Nick.
Okay, have a good one. There you go. Deb Clapp, the executive director of the League of Chicago Theaters. And Chicago Theater Week 2014 begins Tuesday, February 11th. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN.